Greetings, this is James Gillen with eCity Stargate, also BBS Radio. You can find us everywhere, all over YouTube, Telegram, X. The BBS Radio one is a good one too. And they're this is getting ballistic, basically. We're getting out everywhere. There's some we're gonna skip the news today because we're gonna do something else, but there's so many things going on. I'll cover that in the next show. About especially with the Maduro situation and the war over there in Gaza and everything else. We'll cover that next show. But we're just going to do talk mainly about UFOs on this one. And I've got an excellent guest. I've got Peter Slattery with Jaya Sanctuary or eSETI Stargate over there in Australia. Or eSETI Australia, I'm not sure. I think he's got both those links, but there's so much going on over there, and we want to talk about the upcoming event here in Hawaii. We're going to be doing the conference in Hawaii, which is going to be amazing. We've added a bunch of things to it. There's a manta ray swim and a whale watch that people could sign up for, and I think that's kind of amazing. But there's just so much going on here. Pele's talking. You can go check out the volcano. She's been talking for some time right now, for some time now, and just a lot of UFO activity. I'm sure when we do a sky watch, weather permitting, even not, they're flying really low, treetop level. We'll have some ships coming in. So, anyway, on that note, I want to welcome Peter. Peter, welcome to the show.
James, it's always good to catch up with you, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, there's so much going on. I'd do a big bio for you, but it'd be forever. There's a lot. I want to cover a bunch of other stuff, but I know you've got a lot of new books out, and you've got how many books have you written now? Six or seven?
Actually, it's probably like 15, but 13 are out to the public. There's no, there's a lot. I've been really hammering it out the last few years, pardon me. But yeah, no, a lot happening at the sanctuary as well. We've been doing sort of a lot of experimentation with different things from telekinesis into the bio well and all sorts of stuff in recent weeks. So it's been really exciting times as well as coming over to Hawaii shortly as well. And what we'll be doing.
Great. Yeah, the I've seen, you're getting a lot of orb activity, light spheres, light beings showing up, ships, everything from metallic ships to every color light ships. I mean, it's pretty insane what's going on here. It's like definitely the same as it's like eSETI too, it's like the you can see just as much stuff in both places. And it's, I mean, there's a little different variety there. Not much, though. It's almost like the same events happening.
Very much so. Even on the weekend, we actually had I've had a couple of people where I'm teaching psionics as well with initiating contact. There are two terms I've come up with, which is IC, initiating contact, and PI, which is psionic interfacing. And it's not doing it to take over a vehicle, it's to work with the intelligences under peaceful means. With that said, people are having experiences with the beings like within a few feet in front of them, fully materializing. There's a video I'll be releasing probably next week or the week after because there's so much to keep up on. Where we had a Pleiadian called Alea appear probably about 30 meters away from where I'm sitting now on the ground. As it's basically a blue light sphere with three other light spheres underneath it, which are white. We got this on camera on a 4K, very expensive Sony camera, as well as the Yorta tribe, which are local. Now, what I'll say about that is in the first training with a lady that I've been working with, and one day we'll probably reveal her to the public. She's a great medium and she's been assisting here at Jaya for nearly 2 years now. And she said to me, the Yorta said that they're going to appear as a red sphere. Well, on the video that I'm about to release, I think I showed you just a bit of it. I'm speaking to the Yorta tribe saying, can you say g'day? And about 4 meters, 5 meters in the air, maybe a little bit more in the tree line, a red orb materializes. So this is the stuff on ground level as well as up high. We've got the ships coming over. It's a lot to go into, which I'll probably tell you more in person. I don't want to reveal everything at the moment, but the bottom line, like at Esetti, the contact's up close and personal, and it does show that there's a change over the years, but it all comes down to intention and heart alignment, as you well know. And we're seeing it getting more frequency specific through the chaos for them to interface in these types of ways.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I know I've been posting this, the original ET, that we, it's funny how we have actually photographs of the original ET from the movie before the movie came out. And same thing before the Avatar movies came out, we have photographs actually photographed the felines, both the lion beings and the humanoid cat-like beings. And now they're finding their bodies underneath the Antarctic, and it's all aligning. It's amazing how it's finally all coming together. And now, with the congressional hearing and Three Eye Atlas and everything else, the control narrative is dead. It's like nobody believes it anymore. The majority of the people are saying, okay, now it's time to go to the next level. And I've always said that you and I are the next level. We know who's on the ships. We know their customs, their agendas, their history on Earth as well. Plus, we know them by name, I always remember we were talking about that. I said, don't worry about all the people attacking us and everything else. Just be the point. Just hold that energy. And everything comes back to the point. And so now we're at that phase where finally, after all the shills and the posers and the planned opposition, everything are now imploding. I think everything's going to come back to us, basically, for people to hear the truth in the more expanded version. No more limited hangouts.
Well, over 4 years with what you've been doing as well, a lot of like that full circle for you is happening as well, that everything's coming back. And whether it's you talking about the orbs, the heart space energy, connecting with these intelligences, who's on the ship. And I think it's a very important point because a lot of people are making contact more and more, and people are having that contact, which is absolutely fantastic. Where you and I come in with this is assisting people with their own connection and using their own tools, because it's all great to see the vehicle or to see the Merkaba, the orb, the light being, but what's happening after that? Where's the communication? And that's why I teach the connecting to your guides technique. You've got your techniques that you've taught me as well as you teaching others, because it's about taking it from, all right, at least an introductory of seeing the vehicle, seeing the being, but how do you create that dialogue? And it's through the heart space, it's through the clair senses, and it's through doing the inner sensitivity practices, like you say, and clearing the space that assists with now working out who they are, where they're from, why they're connecting with us, and in most cases, realizing that you've got your own connection with them on a soul level, which is why they're coming through. And more people are coming to that spiritual perspective now, rather than the dark Hollywood agenda of abduction and it's all dark, which there is that perspective. We've got to acknowledge that. We've got to acknowledge both. But it's good to see this sort of full circle occurring with it all.
Yeah, I noticed that with Three Eye Atlas, it was interesting because, first of all, it was all doom and gloom. The reptilians, they're going to come and harvest, and we're all going to be turned into human pilaf, and people are putting that stuff out. And you can, the fear and the doom and gloom. And then other people are saying, oh, yeah, they're here. They're coming to save the earth. And then you got the Love and Lighters, doing that program. And then we're like in between. We're like going, hey, they aren't negative. They aren't here to take over the earth. They're just gathering data. They're very, very advanced beings. They're kind of ambivalent, and they're not all warm and fuzzy like people thought. I mean, this group, there are the warm and fuzzy ones, but this group, they're just gathering data, going through our solar system and trying to figure out if we're ready. If we're re ready for contact, and we kind of failed,
Yeah.
We aren't operating under universal law. It's not universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. We're under still under kind of a deceptive, tyrannic system, which is, collapsing as we speak. It's imploding. And until we can, align with universal law and unite as a people, then we're going to have contact. So it's funny how all along we've been solid, and our information has been really solid. We have the evidence, we have the connections, we have the witnesses, we have everything, all along. And I'm watching these other people that are, they're like flashbangs, they go boom, and they're on the scene and everybody's going to them. Oh, here's the new shiny object. And then they slowly fade away, and you find out they're kind of integrity and morally impaired. They're when you find out the truth about, especially a lot of the top of the UFO community. But the I think it's really opening up now, and people are really going into the heart. And because of our track record, they're saying, hey, these guys have been, they've been giving us the news 40 years in advance. maybe it's time to start listening, to what's really going on.
Well, it's got the attention of a lot of people, I can say that are in all different agencies and what have you. You've been well aware of that, of people even trying to get access to your land and visit for so many years. And it's just something for people to take note on. And you do see that sometimes there is this planned opposition. There is a situation of also some people being very genuine. You'll see them usually come back out a few years later when they go, and it's usually because they can't deal with the hate that occurs in this. Because you do think when you get into this that everyone's out there to help each other, to share information, then you realize this is actually like a such a serious topic that it's ignorant to think that way. And I thought that way. I'm sure you
Yeah,
thought that way, that
I
everyone was
did
getting
too. Yeah.
engaged. And then you realize not only is the war not of the flesh, but it's like not just on a flesh level, on a physical level, but it's also not of the flesh, and it's a spiritual situation that's going on. But we stay the course, we do what we can, and it's as important with everyone else watching this to play their part in what way they can, because we're all pieces in that same jigsaw puzzle, building that picture together. And this is where it's great places like he said in here, because there's people coming together sharing that information. But it's trying times that we're in, that's for sure.
Yeah, it seems I think the masks are all coming down and the blinders are coming off, and people are starting to realize, we've been, governments have lied to us, religions have lied to us, especially about the true history of Earth and the origins of man and religion and everything. That's basically why I wrote that book, to clear that up. But the people are starting to realize, wait, this doesn't make sense. They created all this hype and fear and all this nonsense, and then nothing happened. It's like, and I think that was the plan all along with the ETs. They're going to come in and be a trigger. They're going to trigger all the
Perfect.
emotions. Yeah.
No, a perfect enough, because the situation we're in right now, we see it not just in the UFO community, but all communities, that people have to be mean to each other if they don't agree with each other. And until we can get past that, how are we meant to have diplomatic relationships with extraterrestrials? And then how are you meant to deal with higher intelligences that are beyond that, whether they're ultra or angelic, ultra terrestrial or angelic? If you can't. It doesn't mean you've got to agree, but to at least be respectful and not malice in the way that we speak to each other or treat each other. And gossip's a part of that. We could say certain rituals and things that a lot of the mass culture is a part of, with certain holiday things, this, that, the other. We're all guilty of being part of it in some way, whether through customs unknowingly. But when you're aware of these things, there's responsibility with that. And this is where the contact's going to come from the skies, as you say, but it's also for those with the open heart to see that. And there will be enough of a push, I think, that those that aren't open to this, that they'll experience and know that this reality is real. But this is why it's a tricky situation, that we can't be peaceful to each other through dialogue on any bloody topic, it seems like. I don't get it, but I do get it because I know that most of the time, in extreme cases, I'm not blanket terming it for everything, it's negative influences that are exacerbating the situation, and because people aren't educated on it, it gives, it gives it a whole boost. That's the we could say the problem with the situation. But there, look, it's the cup half full as well. There is so much changes with technologies, with health, with spiritual information getting out. So we are seeing like a double-edged sword here, that there is a lot of positives with the negative as well.
Yeah, I'm constantly apologizing for pissing people's demons off, you know. So I'm sorry for pissing off your demons or being a mirror to your lack of integrity and moral character. But and then they try to project that on you, you know. They try to take the high road and project all that on you, and you go, whoa, let's look at your life right now. Let's see where what you're up to, you know. There might be some little kids involved in here and things like that, you know. And
What's the saying? Thanks for establishing your character in your open display of ignorance.
yeah. But it's really funny because I've noticed almost, I mean, the old saying, you know, point one finger forward, there's three back, you know, it's almost like, not to go political, but the Democrats, everything they accuse, you know, the Republicans of doing, they're doing or have done. And you know, and the Republicans, they're not, you know, they've got some people they got to weed out too. It's not just one party. You know, I know with, I didn't want to get into the political thing, but all I'm going to say is that when all these lists come out, you know, the Diddy list, the Epstein list, the list of who Maduro was paying off and who El Chapo was paying off, and when all these lists come out, we're not going to have the Capitol building's going to be empty. You know, we won't. We're going to have a whole new government, whole new elections, everything, and hopefully we can figure out some kind of legislation to stop that from happening again. But it's and there's no way, you know. It's like, don't kill the messenger. I'm just telling you what's obvious. I mean, I'm stating the obvious. Because the masks are all coming down, everything is being amplified and accelerated, and you know the truth is going to be shouted from the rooftops. Basically, you know, all the iniquities are going to be revealed. But you know, this is science. You know, it's not religion; it's science. There's so much. We're moving through a highly energized place in space, and we're getting, you know, plummeted by huge X-class flares, CMEs. Schumann resonance off the scale, you know, all of this is bringing up all these higher frequencies coming in, and there is consciousness with the light. You know, universal law comes with the light, and it's being established. And so, everything that doesn't align with universal law is going to be amplified and accelerated, and karma is going to be accelerated. And it's just, you know, it's just a matter of frequency. You know, you're either going to raise in frequency or you're not. You're either going to keep playing the low frequency game of you know, trying to amass as much wealth as and notoriety as you can, and at the expense of humanity, the earth, or you're going to align with universal law. It's really basic, and I think that's what everybody has to do, is be brutally honest with themselves right now and sit down and look in a mirror and just ask yourself, you know, have I operated from the heart? Have I operated in the highest and best good of humanity, the earth? You know, have I aligned myself with? You know, is it aligned with the universal law? And just start having these conversations and make a course correction, because if you don't, you know, it's not going to be pretty, basically.
People have really got to do that. And this is even with people like us, we were saying the other day, even people like us need help sometimes as well. And it's part of self-mastery and soul evolution. We are in a process that same light that's in, that's from sources in all of us. And what I'm getting to with it is even the energy field of some of the machines, the vehicles, orbs, if beings are in their light body, there is transmissions from seeing that light. Just like there is from the sun. The sun is a has that same spark of the divine in it, and it's basically part of a neural network. And we were communicating the other day because I got some information recently with transmissions coming through that sun, our star, where the Pleiades were basically explaining to me that there's like a assistance at this time with the frequencies of purging on a DNA level of, I think part of it's got to do with an ancestral thing. It's complicated to explain because some of these terminologies is hard to get from a multidimensional mind state, as you're aware, and explain it in a linear way. But it seemed that past energies and programming, there was like a shock happening to the system for like a kickstart and a recalibration and a resetting. There's an opportunity there with that, as well as what will come with that, that for people just to be aware of when you get this type of thing happening. Like we just had the full moon, a solar flare at the same time. We've apparently got a in a couple of days we've got a planetary alignment. So we've got all these things energetically happening, and the emotions can be a bit heightened, but also you can get things like earthquakes, volcanoes, which you've got going on over there at the moment. And there is a situation with that as well of like the areas that are vulnerable, like especially the Ring of Fire. You're well aware and done prophecies and predictions on this type of thing over the years as well, but I think that's an area to be watched at the moment. But everyone, including yourself, is feeling something big's on the way. And we hear this all the time, but it's a series of events. And when you can do pattern recognition, you can feel it, you can see it, and it's working with your intuition with that. Do you want to talk about what you experienced the other day? You actually did a post with Yeshua that you had an experience with Yeshua. Would you? I think it's important to share that because it tied in with what I told you the day before and what I got from another source. It seems to be dovetailing information, which is when you need to sort of like, take notice of what's being said.
Yeah, I was meditating, and I went into like the dream state, and I'm always traveling all over in that state and helping other levels and planes and dimensions, and it's crazy. But this one, I was hanging out with Jesus. I'm not a major Bible thumper. I do follow the true teachings of Jesus that are expressed in the Ethiopian Bible. Where we're all the chosen ones, those that choose are the chosen ones, and we need to, he was the exemplar Christ, and we need to live according to, if you take his life, you can see he was the way shower. He showed us how to get out of here, how to ascend, things like that. But anyway, I have all kinds of beings coming to me constantly, and so, some we have to clear, and some we have to move on, and then some are very extremely benevolent. And so I was having this conversation in the dream state with Jesus, and he was filling me in on some details that I was getting out of the Ethiopian Bible and things like that, and the misinterpretations of his message and his life and things like that. And right at the end, he goes, "Wake up." He goes, "Wake up and listen." And all of a sudden I just woke up, like right out of the dream state. I woke up and I sat up, and then boom, a big earthquake hit right underneath me. Basically Ocean View, which is just 5 minutes down the road, but it's interesting because you have to go, okay, why would you say wake up and listen, and then a major quake hits? They know, they have full knowledge of the future and what's going to manifest. And the more we make our own personal connection with Creator and sit with the land and, attune to the land, we can do that too. And so we can move with this information and do the necessary changes we need to do. And right now he's really warning, that the oceans are going to be moving a lot, and you might want to get off the coast and get some higher ground. And he's been warning about the volcano off the coast of Oregon there, and the land is shifting all over the place there, and they've had like hundreds of quakes, and land's moving up and down 6 feet. It's getting pretty crazy there, and all that's going to escalate, especially Japan. Where all the three plates come together, and I keep warning about Japan. And we've been on record, giving the exact time and date of the San Francisco earthquake and the earthquake in Seattle and then Mount.
Well, I did it with the one here in Australia a couple of years ago, and we don't get it. We get more tremors. We're on one plate, but it's documented that I did that, and I said within 48 hours, but it didn't make sense. And around Mansfield, it was, don't quote me, I think it was a 5.6. That ain't normal. If we're getting them like that, even though it was a couple of years ago, you're exactly right in what you're saying. Like, this is something where this is ramping up, and it's happened in ancient times, and it's the ancient times are going to cycle their way through now. If we're not cleaning up our act, the earth feels that, as you say.
Yeah, you're on what they call the oily plate. You have all the oil underneath you and it's moving and you're cruising along and eventually you're going to join with New Zealand and there's going to be a land mass that's going to rise there. And so you guys are going to come together. Yeah, prepare for that one, but I don't think it's too far away. And then Africa too. Africa is splitting apart and a lot of that water is going to come into the interior, which really needs it. And there's a lot of things coming up that, and that's already happening in Africa. I talked about that 40 years ago that this was going to happen,
Can
but
you feel the energy from Pele? Because it's releasing as well. That's got to be like a acupuncture point for the earth, that you can feel that release going on, like a
yeah,
probably even a relief.
the whole island, you can feel it. The whole island is alive. I mean, it's alive and it's energetic. And you can feel it. I'm not too far from it, but I don't feel threatened by it at all. And then Mauna Loa up here is just above me. And I woke up and I was told to get up and walk outside, and I didn't know why. And I walked outside and I looked to the east, and the sun was rising. It's about 4 in the morning, and probably 3:30 or 4 in the morning, and I go, that is weird, the sun, that's not the sun, it's bright red, it's I was going, what the heck is that, and then all of a sudden I get this alert, like Mauna Loa has erupted and above us, but it goes off in another direction, it doesn't threaten us, but the I think the more we meditate, the more we release the past and heal unseen negative influences and wounds and traumas, the more the veil's thin and the more we can get information about, what's happening, what's going here, what's going there. And you can reach a point where they call direct knowing. You just know. You don't know why you know. You just know things. And then you can get guidance too. Telepathy and things like that, all those things are being activated right now. And so we are moving into a space where there's going to be no more deception, no more lying, no more taking advantage of others, all that stuff. It's going to be instant karma. And people are going to go, yeah, right, and just walk away. They're not going to be allow you to pull the stunts because their inner sensitivity is going to be activated.
Intention knowing, like the intention is known. That's what, when that veil's, push through, when you're at that level of consciousness, the intention's seen. That's what's happening with these beings as well. And I will say quickly, when I was last in Hawaii with you, we had the orange orbs in the backyard that I woke up to in the room that you built out there. And then lots of not Andromeda, Arcturian and Pleiadian energies there, as well as the word I was getting was the ancient ones for ancient. It's like the Australian Aboriginal people. There's ancient ones there on that island. So
Yeah, the Lemurians.
and the earthquake went off. It wasn't bad when I, like, the volcano went off when I was there, and I could feel it a little bit. It wasn't that bad at that time, but yeah, there's a huge release going on there at the moment, and you got all those energies there, those beings that are, you could say, monitoring all that from a, let's say, a tropical paradise they're in as well. They've probably got some other beings jealous of where they're located, unless they're at the Stargate in Mount Adams.
What I see, I kind of see it's as above, so below, like the heavens are pouring their energy out on the earth right now for these times. And I love that saying, God's given its best for these times, so all these prophets and wise ones are going to start rising up, and it's going to be insane. And then the other ones, dark arts, are going to start being exposed and falling. But it's almost like the heavens are pouring its heart out, and now the earth is pouring its heart out, in a way. And so, and it's expansion. The earth is expanding. She's taken in so much energy and consciousness, and it has to release. It has to come out somewhere. And so it's which goes back to the solar flares and the, coronal mass ejections and, the Schumann resonance, everything else. It's just busting open right now.
Well, we're aware of this because there's those of us that have that knowingness that you're talking about. When you get to a certain level, you sort of have that knowingness. But also, our ancestors and extraterrestrial civilizations, they've also assisted us with this information because they had to work it out for their worlds. Their worlds, too, do get earthquakes. They're also affected by the star that they're residing near, as well as a whole heap of other factors like source energy coming through the neural network of the stars that bring that energy in. So they're aware, which is why a lot of them are assisting where they can. And I think you're right, because it's been a very similar pattern of information for myself of source giving its best at this time. And it's trying, but we've got to remember to be human in this. I was laughing about this before, actually, where when I've been in the Pleiades, a lifetime there, I've been living very similar to how I do at Jaya by myself, away from everyone. And when people need me, they come and visit. And we can't repeat certain patterns from other lifetimes, so they've got their benefits. Very much with the TPRS sessions that you do, you bring in clearing energy for past traumas and judgments and healing. But then you also bring in what people need to know about other lifetimes to anchor that to better them here now, like to be the best version of themselves. And it's something where I guess what I'm getting to with that, even though I'm repeating that somewhat, we've got to remember that we're here to be human as well, to share enjoyment, to share the human experience with others, to not be isolated, even though a lot of us are and a lot of us feel that way when waking up. But just I guess what I'm saying to people is make moves where you can to get out of patterns. If it's something that can be moved in terms of you meeting the universe halfway to bring about change as well, because we're here to be human. We're not, we'll go back to all that other stuff. We've already done it. Like, that's why we're here, but you'll get back to all that, the other realms and what have you as well. But create heaven here on earth while we can.
Yeah, I love this. I had both a yogi, a female yogi, and and actually a massage therapist said this to me once. And I was having all these back problems and everything, and a lot of it's because of an injury, but just carrying the load, it gets to your back sometimes. You got to stop and just get everything off of you and everything. And she was, I love what she said. She said, spiritual people are of no earthly good. And, I didn't understand it at the time. And then another master told me selfish is Godish. And both those things seem like a paradox unless you truly understand what they're saying. So one, they're saying that, words without deeds are dead. You got to get grounded. You got to get your feet on the ground, create, build stuff, garden, get grounded. It's really important, and be human. You're part of the human experience, and realize that. And then at the same time, when you're doing the other spiritual practices, you're trying to ground that spirit into your monad, into your physical body, at the time. And it's tricky, but and then you got to be a little selfish to do that, because you got to take time to yourself. And you can't be distracted by everybody else's dramas and everything else. You've got to do your in time, your inward time, and things like that. And before, when they first said that to me, I looked at it and I go, "What are you talking about? Selfish is Godish, and spiritual people of no earthly good." And I sat with it for a while, and then I thought about it. And I go, that is so true. I mean, if you're not grounded, you're a sucker for all these energies and dramas and everything going on, if you're not grounded, and if you don't take the time to go within and make your own personal, God connection, creator, great spirit, whatever name you want to give it, Same thing, it's like you're of no earthly good. You're just part of the problem. You're in the chaos and the drama. And I think that's really important messages people need to learn right now is we need to take our shoes off, recalibrate, get on the ground, get on all fours and start gardening. It's great. And then and also take the time away from your job, take the time away from your family. You have to, you need a quiet space to just, and it can just be like 20 minutes a day, but we need to find that space to, and then you will be of earthly good. Then you will help others. You will help by example. You'll teach others how to not get caught up in all the chaos and the drama that's happening.
Definitely, and anything you can do to bring joy. And I've been saying to a lot of people recently, because it's been coming through from Gabriel a lot, and we get Gabriel here in orb form a lot. A lot of people have experienced him even during the days as a white orb that's roaming the grounds. And the common theme with Gabriel is that it's a message of do something joyful every day. Like, no matter what it is, it could be stuff like a hobby or whatever, but it's something that what we're doing is very serious in the spiritual community, and a lot of people are in the same boat. Like, everything's serious, we're in a situation, but also if people aren't in the spiritual community, life's just serious. It's very serious because you've got to get bills to pay, you've got to do this for kids, this, that, the other. But if you can just make time, even if it's in that 20 minutes you're speaking of, to just do something joyful, smile, do a Buddha smile, do the inner smile, tell a joke, talk crap, like whatever it is that can lighten that load and bring that joyful energy in, it really shifts a lot of blockages. Like, we've got 3 trillion volts running through this magnificent body that we still don't understand. This is the most advanced computer and mechanical thing we've got. And a lot of the time, the blockages in it are from emotion. So anything we can do to bring joy, to bring that through and to bring that, break that energy up and get that flow going, do it. But what can bring you joy, people? Just some food for thought, as I always say.
Yeah, that I love that saying, it's never too late to have a happy childhood. And yeah, and I when I was I don't know, I think I was about 19 or something. In my childhood I had I hate to go there, but my mom was did the best she could, but she would make sure that anything I was attached to, she'd get rid of. And there was a little thing going on there, a little drama because of a past life in Greece. But I understood it. I even knew what it was. Even as a kid, I had the Pleiadians coming to me and telling me, and Mary was coming to me and saying, okay, this is from a past life in Greece. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's just acting on that. And so I'd go and tell my mom, and she'd just get even angrier at me, But so what I did is I went and got for myself everything I didn't get or had taken away, right? And just recreated that experience. And it is, it's like in my near death experience, the last question I asked Creator was, you're light being, but you're in a greater light surrounding you, and it's just pure bliss, pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. And the last thing I asked was, how can I serve? And the Creator came back to me and said, what do you want to do? What brings you joy? And I really thought about it, and I said, I've been always taking care of everybody else and trying to make everybody else happy. I've forgotten myself. And then I go, well, if I'm in joy, you're closer to God or Creator, because Creator is just pure bliss, pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. And then I go, that's the key right there. And the world, the outer world, seems to always be trying to suppress that and control that and keep you in places you don't want to be or don't want to live or don't want to, even in relationships you probably shouldn't be in, all these things. It's created, keeping up with the Joneses. And that's funny, my dad's first name is Jones, but different story. But you think about, you really think about that. And I was in commercial real estate at the time. And I have my own office, cars, boats, all that crap. And all of a sudden I realized everything owned me. And I was doing all this to get the acceptance and approval externally of others. And the field I was in was very cutthroat, very Everybody's trying to sue each other, screw each other. It's really bad. I couldn't even be in it anymore, and I left it. And I went out to the, I went up to the desert and started building houses as a carpenter. And then from there, I went to the Redwoods and stayed there for a while. And I was told by some very spiritual people, you need to get out of Orange County. You need to get out and get into a more spiritual place. But it really is true. It's like you were saying, it's we need to stop seeking acceptance and approval outside of ourselves, even seeking God outside of ourselves. It's an internal thing, and everything's internal right now. We have to go within, clear out any wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experiences. And those are the blankets over your own personal God connection, which is this truly, thoroughly loving, joyous God or goddess being, totally abundant. I mean, it's just got layers. And so we got to get rid of the layers and remember who they are. And you got to realize on that path, you are going to be challenged. The closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads, is what they say in yogic traditions. But you will be challenged along the way, and you just have to hold steadfast, to the goal. But I know I've followed you for quite some time, and you've had your challenges. And it's you can't you cannot. What Yogananda said, I love what he said. You can't swell with pride when they praise you, and you cannot shrink with fear when they condemn you. You guys just got to have your own personal connection with Creator, where you're totally loved and accepted and approved of. But because it doesn't have an ego, it can't even judge. But the what I was getting to is that, I mean, that's the only way out, and it just toughens us. It brings more of a resolve afterwards, after you get through that and you become empowered.
It's just a choice too, like a choice to make changes or don't make that choice. Well, the choice of letting it stay the same, though things change. It is something where when you've got that God connection, it changes. Like, I guess a message in that for others too that I was getting to tell was don't let death be the way for the answer that it had to be for James. James had to die for that awakening, literally. And you were a real estate dude. You were doing really well. You're still doing well. But what happened was, in that, you came back with clairsenses full blown open because you wanted to go back and teach people the true nature of God. And I've seen what you've got. We've actually been, you've been my best friend, mentor, and teacher for over 10 years. Personally, we've been good friends for over 10 years now, which is amazing. But also, and it's been such a big blessing. But I have seen what you've gone through as well, and people don't see. There's actually a post I'm doing on this. People on social media, when they're seeing other people's social media, they see the success 90% of the time. Basically, what I'm saying is all the good stuff in people's lives, they're taking photos and videos of and sharing it. We don't see the tears. We don't see the sweat, the blood, the turmoil. The processes that had to happen, either to achieve those good things that people see, or it's hidden in such a way because people just want to show the glitz and glamour. But to get there, it is the self-mastery, it's the digging deep, the purging, the healing, the cleansing, and it really does come back to not just self-mastery, but clearings, and that inner sensitivity work, as you say, and you've been a huge testament to that. So many people say when it comes back to it, James is still doing this after all these years. Nearly anyone you can think of has been through that sanctuary you've got at East City Ranch. And it's because it's been a beacon to tens of thousands of people around the world for over 40 years, man. And testament to you with that, because you may preach, but you preach and you live by example. And that's a testament to you.
Yeah, I try to empower people. Always the thing about it's sad because there's a thing I call it Facebook spirituality, and it's all external. And look at me, look how spiritual I am, look how much money I have, look what I'm wearing. And it's all external, outer appearance, and you're going, and they actually really believe that they are enlightened, and they're here to enlighten others and things like that. But they're still trapped with this external images and external God and all these other things. And they haven't done their downtime. They haven't actually gone out in the wilderness and spent some t alone time out in nature and sat under a tree and for any time whatsoever. And you can see it. And you can see it. And they all support each other. Yeah, look at me. I've got this. And look at me. I've got the wife to die for, the big house, the car, and they have all these programs. And I said, if you truly loved and appreciated and accepted yourself, you wouldn't need all that. You wouldn't need all the external stuff. It's you are what you are. It's like, and it's kind of funny watching this. And then you might mention something. You might make a little meme in there. Just say, well, what about the internal? And then you're the devil, man. You are the, then they come after you. And you go, what about just being kind and loving and seeking, make truth your religion? What if you put as much time as you did posing on Facebook and doing all this other stuff into your own connection with Creator? Or sitting in front of the mirror, for hours on time. What if you took that time and then meditated, your inner beauty would come out. And then people are very attracted to that. And people who are awake are not attracted to the other stuff. And people need to realize that they've been socially engineered, that outer appearances is the way. You're going to get love and acceptance and approval through outer appearances or through how much money you have and how much notoriety you have and everything else. And that's all transitory. And it's external, and it actually disempowers people,
It's the bottom three chakra resonant energy that you speak about too, with what these energies resonate with. Well, you can say they've got the positive aspect of that too, the bottom three chakras, of course, but there's also when you go to the negative perspectives of this is where through shopping malls, through entertainment, through so many different things, including education and the media, that they keep this perpetual motion of things going the way that they are through negative influences, being able to hook through those vices of wanting the newest, flashiest thing to basically keep up with the Joneses, as you're saying. That's actually a really good thing, because that's what it is, the latest iPhone, the latest computer, the latest whatever it is. And when you realize it, like my thing is for people that if I leave this world, I just want people to think. All I ever wanted to do was to make people think, what if whatever it is that I'm speaking about? And the question for people that I would like them to ponder on is, if today was your last day, what would actually matter? And a lot of the times it comes down to doing the things that you keep putting off, even the things treating and having more time, treating your loved ones better, having more time with them, but also doing the inner work so you could provide those things in a more heart space energy rather than a space that we're kept into to go, 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 to get those bills paid, rush, rush, rush to get this done. And this is why a lot of people are burning out and crashing and not realizing it's to keep up with an energy that's put things in motions that isn't in line with human heart energy. It's a very convoluted situation, but the thing is, we've actually got the power. Love is the choice. Heart space is the choice. It's just a choice to have that. Those other things come with it, which are in alignment with those things, if you choose to choose that heart space energy.
When people are trying to manifest and they go, okay, I want $1 million. And you go, well, could you, what would you do with that $1 million? Could you really accept $1 million? Are you in that space where, you could, do you have trauma from the past where you were lived in the dark ages, or you lived in, where you're totally abused, where rich people have done things to you and your culture or your family, like where have you gotten rid of money as the root of all evil consciousness, and there's all that stuff that's got to get cleared out of the way before the $1 million can come. So it's not just a matter of saying I claim $1 million. When you do that, you're going to bring up everything that's blocking you. And then you're going to have all these experiences around that. And people don't realize that's how it works. And I get chastised all the time because I don't care about money. I don't, but then I don't have the money I need to take care of the projects that we're working on and things like that. But we have had for a long time, but just the past 2 years have been really hard on everybody. It's been really slow. But I don't worry about money. I don't It's not it, I don't let it define me. I don't let my car define me. I don't let my house define me, and so it doesn't matter. Those are transitory. It's like I'm still going to be blissed out and happy no matter what, because that's my true nature, and it's everybody's true nature. We just have to get back to that. But I just keep seeing over and over again, it is so important that we heal the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, past lives as well. Clear that stuff out of the way and raise our frequencies. And the more we do that, the more we're going to create heaven on earth. It's really that simple, but people don't want you to know it's that simple. And we have the big eraser within us. We have the big God creator, great spirit. We can call forward with the big eraser and goes, never happened, and just clear that out of the way.
I love a saying, and I use it, and I've heard you say it. I don't know if it's from you or if it's from Ezekiel, who speaks for you, other beings speak for you at times, as well as that people might not be aware of, or if it came from somewhere else. But I like the saying that the sun is like source is like the sun; it shines on everyone. That's the bottom line. That is the absolute bottom line with this. Anything else, it really doesn't matter. But remembering that spark of the divine's in all of us, it shines within all of us, it shines on all of us, and we are it. And when you're in that space, that's where you can start creating with this reality.
It's true. It's like, yeah, it's just how much are you open to it? How much can you receive? And what is the programming? What is the social engineering, the religious engineering, the other engineering? I'm not worthy. I'm not, the fear, guilt, and unworthiness is pushed in most religions, in the division games and everything. You got to get beyond all that. And that's what the masters say. There's a place beyond all that. I'll meet you there. And when you become enlightened, all of a sudden they're there. The whole universe is within you. And you're all hanging out together, and a lot of people come up to me and go, "Have you found Jesus?" And I go, "I didn't know he was lost, and things like that." I said, "He never left. He's still here. He's the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness. And he became one with God. But your belief that he's gone or your loved ones are gone or all that's what blocks the communication. And so it's best to pray for them, do clearings for your loved ones, make sure they get to the higher levels, but realize that they're not that body that was with you, that they were a soul and a spirit, and that soul and spirit's eternal, and you can reconnect with them again. And it's intense, when you connect again, you go, wow, this is the fear of death, everything starts falling away. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. But I just say it's all about frequency. We need to release the past and rise right now. If because the earth is rising, and if we're going to stay on the earth, we need to match the frequencies, of the earth's ascension process.
Well, that's it. It is the ascension process, and I think with that, all we can do is our best, but we can always do better as well, and to do that better when we can.
Yeah. And we're out of time now, basically, but I really want to say I can't wait till you get here for Hawaii. That's going to be an amazing, very powerful
Oh
people
yeah, man!
this
I
event.
can't get jump in that ocean and the energy, the people that will be there, hanging out with yourself, the laughs. It's going to be pretty full on, mate. So. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, was it February 7th through the 9th, I think it is. And
Yeah.
there's
And I think
other things you can sign up for too, because they have whale watches here. They have you can swim with the manta rays, which is phenomenal. I had one come up and brush my chest. I'll put it on the website 9 different times, and people are going, I go, is this normal? And I was just laughing, it's hilarious. And I could feel the energy of this huge manta ray every time. And it's quite an experience. You know,
Indeed.
the dolphins are here, you know, everything, the whales are coming, everything's happening.
I had a
So
turtle come straight up to me, which is actually the totem animal for the Yorta Yorta here in this area as well. I'll just
yeah.
say quickly as well, I've also got an online remote viewing course that I'm teaching a week from this airing. So even if people miss that, they can still go to jaisanctuary.com or esetiaustralia.org, petermaxwellsattery.com. I've put them into one website now, but people can even purchase it after and still learn from the replay. I just had to do a shameless plug there because I wanted to get that out while I'm remembering, because everything goes towards what we're doing to keep things going, just like what we're doing in Hawaii, so we can keep giving back. James doing what he does every week with this show. It's a lot of energy, a lot of time. And you've been doing this show for probably what, nearly 15 years now?
I lost track. I think longer than that, more 20 maybe.
Yeah, man, it's a
20.
long time. It's a long time you've been doing this
Somebody sent
every
me a show I did 20 years ago, and it's like I just did it. It's
Yeah.
like covering all the stuff happening now. I go, whoa, you know, that was in the books too. You know, the stuff I've written about in the books, I go, everything's happening now, exactly what you're saying. You know, it's kind of funny.
Long time, man. Good on ya.
But anyway, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, Peter, and keep up the great work. I can't wait till you get here in Hawaii. We're gonna have a blast as usual. And all I can say, everybody, is keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and raise your frequencies. You know? So on that note, have a great evening. Good night.
Eseti, Hawaii, we have been working hard getting the coffee harvested. Probably some of the best coffee in the world. It is harvested from world-renowned Kona shores in the Hawaiian tradition. Ancient organic Arabica beans high in antioxidants and cut with no harsh fillers. Hand-picked, pulped, and dried at Eseti, Hawaii on sacred land. It is smooth, no bitterness, and some say it tastes like Hawaii. Christmas is coming up. What better gift than Eseti coffee with a couple of Eseti mugs to share with a friend? All proceeds go to the Lahore Foundation to assist in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.